Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Maeve Quarren, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Maeve, we've spoken before about your daughter, Nora Quarren. People will remember that you were on a family holiday in Malaysia in 2019. When Nora disappeared, she was subsequently found dead. It was an absolutely unspeakable tragedy. The whole country was really so moved by it. And today is Nora's birthday. She would have turned 21.
That's right.
And Maeve, there was a very special concert last night in Queen's University, Belfast, and Nora was honoured there through your poetry and her grandfather's music. It must have been a very emotional night for you, was it, Maeve?
Extremely. It was an extraordinary evening. We had well over 100 people who had come to share the experience with us. Really incredible. My father-in-law wrote this music after he'd discovered that I had been writing poems through my grief. A way, if you like, Brendan, of capturing Nora. I just never wanted to forget a minute of our time together. And I started to write these things down, and slowly they formed into poems. And they were just for me. They were my stories of our time together. And one day he said to me, I need to read this. And he took the words and chose six of the poems and set them to music. And we gave this in a concert 2 years ago in France. And my sister, who was Aisling, my sister, who was Nora's godmother, she's a professional flautist, and she is the artistic director of the Hard Rain Ensemble, who are artists in residence at Queen's University. And Aisling, who had listened to the concert, decided that Ireland would also have to have this. And she made that happen last night. And it was just incredible. And so many family and friends and beautiful people were there to spend this moment with us.
Did Nora's grandfather have a very special relationship with her?
Everyone had a very special relationship with Nora. She was a unique little lady. Sylvain and Anne, my parents-in-law, they have another son. They're four boys, and their youngest son is profoundly handicapped, Florent. And so, you know, long before Nora came along, they knew what it was like to have a different, special, unique child with different needs. So when Nora came to the family, you know, they'd seen all of this before, and they, like all of us, knew that their time with Nora would be extra special, which of course it was, and yeah, they loved her.
Was it difficult for you to read the poems last night?
No, it wasn't. She's always holding my hand, Brendan, and you know, you can be nervous about these things and emotional about these things, but Nora has a habit of getting me into all sorts of situations that I never imagined I would be in. And I think, well, there wasn't a dry eye in the house last night. I think she was with us all, and she makes these things happen somehow. It was really, really special. And I must say, I was really proud to be able to do it and to bring Nora's memory into the room with people from Belfast who, like the country, as you've said, have been holding us close since 2019.
She
it was
with
an extraordinary
you always,
moment.
Maeve?
Oh, every day. I talk to her every day. And never more so than on her birthday. She loved her birthday. A day always full of fun, often spent in Donegal, I would say. She spent her 15th birthday, the last birthday that we had with her here in Donegal, and always full of fun things, and especially full of chocolate cake.
Can you explain to me about how the poems came about? When and why did you start writing about Nora?
I remember after Nora's funeral, I just was so fearful that then everyone would move on and forget. And I was really worried about forgetting. And I decided that I would make a memory bank of everything that I could think of our time together, of who she was, of all the special moments. And we as a family would talk about her all the time, every day, and everything that her siblings would say, or her dad would say, or her grandparents would say. I wrote it all down. And I was really, especially for myself, really keen to capture everything about her, her body, her words, her movements, her laugh, everything. I just wanted to capture it all. And quite quickly, that started to form little stories, which very quickly became poems, short poems. And in the end, there are 24 of them, and they're organized around five different chapters, different memories of Nora, different aspects of her characters. And actually, each chapter is named after a Disney movie. She absolutely loved movies, and each one is one of her favorites.
What did it do for you to write the poems?
I suppose I didn't realise it at the time, but I think they gave me some form of sanity to know that I could always carry every aspect of her with me, that, you know, we would never lose sight of that. And I don't read them often because it's an emotional thing, because when I look back at them now, they are really her. It's her on a page. And I think Nora wrote the poems. I think I just got the words out, but, you know, they came from her. And so to me, they're a little capsule on earth of who Nora was and what she meant to me, especially, what she brought to our family.
What did she bring to your family? When you know that you can reflect on all that?
Well, obviously, joy and innocence and mischief and laughter. Nora was really quite the character. There was always something different happening. You know, you could never quite predict what Nora was going to do next.
Yeah.
We loved that. We loved the fact that it was chaos. And we were surrounded not just by Nora, but all the creatures in her life. You know, she loved monsters and unusual creatures. And Nora at 15, for example, on her bed, there was a sea of teddies. And she talked to those teddies every single day and had great chats with them. And I used to hide in the doorway and just listen. It was pure joy to watch this teenager contain this, you know, stage of teddies, and they were all in raptures, obviously. And so was I. And so there is a poem about the teddies, of course. But she, I was going to say I can't put it into words, but I did, yeah. Somehow.
It sounds, Maeve, as well, say, compared to the last time we spoke, that sometimes things can be defined by the ending, and obviously that time around the end of Nora's life and what your family went through then was so imaginably horrific. That in a way, is this allowing you to reclaim your Nora, to reclaim the before as well?
That's right, Brendan. I mean, obviously my life is now divided into before and after, but you're absolutely right that actually what remains is not what happens in Malaysia. And of course, I still have flashbacks and so on, but I don't spend time in Malaysia. I spend time with Nora, my Nora, as she was, as she is. And you're absolutely right that the poems, the music are just Nora. They're not the tragedy. They're just Nora. And that's who we hold in our minds today, our Nora.
Yeah. So look, on her birthday, tell me a little bit about 21 years ago today, this little girl who arrived into your life. Because people do tend to, on birthdays, they do look back on the first birthday. I think you and Nora kind of had an exceptionally close bond in those early days in the hospital, did you?
That's right. And I mean, any mother will always say that, you know, it's a very physical experience. And of course, grief is a very physical experience. But I, you know, every year on her birthday, I wake up at the time she was born, and I can feel everything about that day still. And, you know, like everything about Nora, it was unusual. She took 3 days from me going into labour to show up. And she obviously had a plan because she showed up on her dad's birthday, just a few hours into her dad's birthday. So Seb is 53 today. And, you know, so they share that special moment together. And of course, you know, she came and she was perfect in every way. But within a few hours, we knew actually that something was wrong. She wasn't breathing normally. And the doctors kept trying to explain things to me. And, oh, we think there might be something awry here. And we're looking at her face and her features, and they kept talking about things. And I thought, well, I could see was this little bundle of perfection. But There were problems, and within a few days she was in an intensive care unit, and we actually spent our first month together in hospital. And so I guess from the minute she was here, it was very intense, and 21 years later, nothing's changed.
How will you spend today?
We will eat the chocolate cake and we will go and spend some time in nature where we always find her.
Do you find her in nature?
Oh yeah, I do. I see her in the creatures, in the trees. I feel her around me and outside, always, yeah. And especially when I'm in Ireland, to be fair. Now, she loved being home here. She really did, and really did spend, because it's half term in English schools, we were always in Ireland actually on her birthday. So, Nora loved a triple birthday. You know, she loved to get an occasion out in Ireland, and then of course she'd celebrate when she got back to London. And
course,
you know, she knew how to milk the occasion, all right. But so we'll spend it out in a park. We'll have a picnic, even if it rains. We had many picnics in the rain on her birthday, and then this evening we'll raise a glass to her health and to her dad's.
How are you all doing as a family, Maeve?
We're doing good. We still standing, still together. And, you know, we have we've talked about this before, haven't we, Brendan? You know, we have a very big family extended all around the country and all around France too. And some of us in London together as well. And we are so close. And I think that's one of the reasons that me and her dad are still standing, because we are such a close family. And just to be held by so many people, friends and family alike, gives us all the strength that we need to take another step and get through another day.
Okay. Will you read us a poem?
I will. I'll read one that is short, but also that captures Nora's French and Irish heritage. It's called Alouette. Alouette, gentille Alouette, you copy and repeat, lithe legs, perched angled feet, contagious flutter flap, you screech and the mischief rises. Little extinguished lark, your song, stammered remarks, petrified in prejudice dark, is the truth stifled.
That's beautiful, Maeve. Thank you so much. And Maeve, it was so nice to talk to you on this special day, and thank you for taking the time out. And look, our thoughts are with you and all the family as you celebrate Nora today. Maeve,
thank you, Brendan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.